How do you write a headline that's hot and sticky and that really rises above the noise and sticks in people's heads? Let's do a quick example together. Suppose you're an SEO strategist, you want to work with people in the wellness space, you know, like med spa owners, and you want to create something that generates leads for yourself, like a lead magnet. So you create a PDF, and in the PDF, you put your 10 favorite strategies for SEO, you know, things that are really kind of working today. And you put that out there on your website as like an email opt-in, and you're wondering, well, what should I put as like the headline on that opt-in form? So you create a headline that says something like top 10 SEO strategies that are working now. And you feel good about it because it's short, it's to the point, it's a top 10 list, everybody likes top 10 lists, and it's contemporary, and it's what's working now. So you go with it only to find out that you're not getting the clicks, you're not getting the engagement, and you're just not getting the leads that you want. So you think, well, man, what went wrong? And this is such an easy thing to slip into. I slip into it too. And the problem is the headline is misaligned with the audience. So what the headline says is not congruent with who the audience is. So if you're a med spa owner, you're not running around thinking, man, I wish I was an SEO expert. Instead, you're thinking, how do I get better leads? I wish I could get leads. You know, buying ads isn't really working for me. You know, what else can I do to generate leads, even if I'm not going to buy ads? So then you think back, okay, well, the whole document that you just created, that ebook, is all about organic lead generation and how to generate leads without buying ads. So what if you changed the headline to say something like, the top 10 ways med spas are generating leads without buying ads? And now you have a headline that's congruent with your audience. Like what your headline says is actually what your audience is thinking. And when you have that type of alignment, you're going to see exponential results when it comes to your headlines.